Lest on the Big Sports Breakfast. Loz, we've had a wonderful week. It's the centre of the sporting capital now, Brisbane. For this particular week, we had State of Origin at Suncorp on Wednesday night. Not the result we wanted, but we're hopeful of getting the result we want right here at Eagle Farm tomorrow with the three Group 1s highlighted by the $1.5 million straight break. But I reckon maybe the best race on the entire program could be the JJ Atkins. A good horse always comes out of the JJ Atkins. And racing's all about these wonderful stories that you get. And there's a horse in this race, in fact, happens to be the favourite, Prince Farwaz, which has this wonderful story attached to it. And I'm glad to say that Evan Saris joins us, who's in the ownership of Prince Farwaz, and it does have a great story. Evan, firstly, exciting times, buddy.
It's unbelievable. Just sitting here looking at the finishing post. We were here last night for a function, the birdcage behind us. There's another luncheon on today. There's going to be about 30 of us race day. It's phenomenal. We're just really excited. Everyone's gathering together. We couldn't be happier how things are going.
How did you get involved in the horse, and how many horses have you been involved in?
Okay, so our syndicate owns the majority share of the horse. There's about 15 to 20 of us in the syndicate. The syndicate manager, Paul, met Edward Cummings in a wedding in Sicily, and then we came back. So it's basically everyone's first horse.
That's not fair, you know. Yeah. We've had lots of slow ones, man. Yeah.
Everyone says the same thing. So, but you know, the attachment that everyone has, the joy that the horses bring to everybody, and you know, you've been in sports before, and everyone says when you win a grand final with someone, you know, you share a bond with that, with those people for life. And I was saying to some of the other co-owners that, you know, now that we've won a race together, we basically have a bond for life. And hopefully that bond grows even bigger tomorrow, right here.
That'd be nice, that finishing post. Just stick that nose out.
Only one horse in the photo. That's what we're hoping for.
If it had my nose, we'd be winning. We would be winning. So you should have got me involved. I'll give you good luck.
And then there's the backstory to the name as well, Prince Farwaz.
Correct. So it's named after one of the owners, Sandy, who's just here. It's the horse is named after his late brother Mark. His middle name was Farwaz. It's that sort of divine intervention aspect of everything. It's just, yeah, I'll just get the shakes thinking about it.
Yeah.
Have you always been involved in the horses in terms of watching and going out to the races?
So from a young age, with a big group of friends, we always used to go to the big race days, whether it be Randwick, etc. And we always wanted to buy a horse together. So a lot of us in the syndicate, we play soccer together. Right. And it was always a dream to buy a horse together. We always thought it was too expensive and it's not affordable. But it is. Mm. If you don't have to buy a big share, whether you buy, you know, a couple percent, the ongoings are not that expensive. The prize money is really good these days, which is a huge positive. I guess it's easy for me to say because, you know, our first horse is a winning horse.
Yeah, that's right.
But, you know, I keep saying I can't believe we didn't get involved earlier. Yeah. What have we been doing our whole lives? And I can't see myself not owning a share in a horse from this point forward.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Like when you look at horses and you get involved, but to pick this one out, who picked it out for you? How did that all come about?
We had a couple of choices. There was another horse that's now called Baller, or the Fastnet Rock, which is the one we went for him because he was the younger one. 2 year old, we went to chase that 2 year old prize money. Mm. He was a colt, and we had trouble getting him to the track because he had chin sores a couple of times. And then we finally get him to the track, and you know, this is what can happen. So,
And did you know straight away, or did Anthony come and say to you straight away that, I think we've got a pretty special horse here?
Yeah, so for us, you know, first venture into horse ownership, you know, you hear so many good things and you're like, is it true? Is it not true? You start asking, you're doubting yourself, you're second guessing yourself. But, you know, Anthony's been on point with everything he said the whole way. He said, you know, he'll relish the mile, and when he stepped out the mile, he screams for more, and you know, the race sets up really good for him tomorrow. The inside barrier, I think, is no concern because, if he gets him third in line on the rail, they'll open up. Half the field won't run out the race, I don't think. So, you know, he'll get his chance. And once he gets his chance, I can just see him coming down the straight, down the outside, and game over. So,
final word from Anthony about the horse?
He'll win.
I'm getting excited already. We're excited already.
Can we go to the bank now?
How's Panda going, your good mate? He's in the horse too?
Yeah, he is. He's. It's. So another story. So he's got a daughter, and her name's Jada, and her nickname is JJ. So...
Yeah.
Oh, JJ Atkins.
And he's still a cold, isn't he?
Correct, yeah.
It'd be worth some if he wins
this. He's extremely placid. Like, if you guys see him, just go out. He just loves people. He just loves hanging out,
I've got a new best friend if it wins tomorrow.
I can tell you what, we're hoping we're sharing the love tomorrow, mate, because it's a terrific backstory, Evan. We thank you so much for your time. It's one of those really, racing's full of wonderful fairy tales. It does have some downsides as well, but we're hopeful that that's part of this fairy tale comes true tomorrow with Prince Farways winning for you and your group of ownership. Well, with that great backstory as well, and good luck in the JJ Atkins.
Thanks a lot. And if he does win tomorrow, everyone at the track will know about it.
I'm sure they will.
And the horse also has a Twitter account now, at the Prince Fawaz.
Oh, okay.
If anyone wants to get around him.
Okay.
There'll be some funny stuff on there and some comments and the rest of it.
Oh, we look forward to that. Yeah. At the Prince Fawaz. So thanks to Evan Saris there for joining us from Prince Fawaz. And, of course, the thumbs up too from Anthony Cummings regarding it. It's currently the $4.50 favourite at tab.com.au for the JJ Atkins.